Shortly after Swift's Gulliver's Travels became popular in England, it was translated into German. The translator, Wendt, was a close associate of Telemann. The book was very popular, and Telemann composed a suite of 5 violin duos on the adventures of Gulliver. At the time, he was producing a music periodical, The Trusted Music Master, and he brought out 1 movement of his Gulliver's suite every fortnight, keeping his musical readership in suspense and producing one of the most innovative violin duos of its time. The beginning movement sets the scene as Gulliver begins his fantastic journey. The second movement looks extraordinary on paper, as it represents the tiny people of Lilliput dancing a chaconne. Being so small, they dance in minuscule time values, 1/128th of a beat, or a quasi-hemi-demi-semi-quaver. After this blur of notes, the next page looks sparse, as the Brobdingnagians dance a jig. These giants take huge steps with 24 semibriefs per bar. In this bonbon, we'll be listening to the 4th and 5th movements from the suite. The 4th movement represents Gulliver's encounters with the Laputians on their floating island in the clouds. They love maths and music, but are totally incompetent at it. They're so wrapped up in ruminations that they have to employ a servant called a flapper, who gives them a soft flap on the eyes when they're in danger of falling down or bumping their heads. The music clearly expresses the daydreaming Laputians and a flurry of activity from the flappers. In the 5th movement, the first violin plays the part of the Huenums, who are refined and well-mannered talking horses, dancing an elegant and refined dance. The second violinist has restless runs of the scampering, human-like yahoos. The 4th and 5th movements of Telemann's Gulliver's Suite is played here by Andrew Manzi and Caroline Balding.
Thank you.
That was the fourth and fifth movement from Telemann's Gulliver's Suite, played by Andrew Manzi and Caroline Balding. To hear this again, go to the FMR website, click on Podcasts, and find Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.